We talked to Patrick Chung. How'd you spend the bye week, Patrick?
I actually sang a little bit, man, for a Boston's Children's Chorus for my foundation. It was very fun, man.
Help me out with this a little bit. Now, where was it? Was it out at the park, or talk to me?
It was at Jordan Hall with the Boston's Children's Chorus, man. We were just in there singing for the kids, man. It was a good event.
Did you have a solo?
I did have a solo.
Do we have a record coming out or anything, Patrick? Or is this like something you want to look into in the future or what?
Nah, man. We're just having fun, man.
Did you tweet this out at all? Is this available for us to see somewhere on the web?
Oh.
I don't think video was allowed there, man. I don't think so. But if I can find anything, you're the first person I'll give it to.
All right, you guys got to be chomping at the bit here now. I know Bill said it says like feels like you haven't played in like a year. So we got a little week off coming off the bye week, getting ready to go here on Sunday.
Yeah, man. Guy, you know, we're all anxious to get going, man. So it's a division game, so we're ready to go.
In terms of the bye week and the way Bill uses it, Patrick, how much was it looking back at the first half of the year and correcting mistakes that maybe you made as a team, as a positional group, and how much was looking ahead? How does Bill balance that?
Kind of a little bit of both. I mean, you definitely work on the mistakes that you had, number one, guaranteed. And you kind of, you know, fix those, get healthy, and you know, just start a whole new season, man. It's almost perfect how our bye week landed right in the middle. Just start a whole new season, just get back to business.
How enjoyable is that as far as not just for health, but as far as self-evaluating too and having that week, you know, week nine basically as opposed to, say, week four when you're still figuring things out?
I mean, it's good. Like I said, man, it's good. You get a full half a season to really see what you need to work on, what you need to get better at, you know, what you, if you're good at it, what can you do to make it like the best ever, I guess, but I mean, it works out perfectly.
All right, so you had a first half to look back. What do you want to work on personally? What can you do better as a player in the second half of the season?
I mean, you can work on everything, man. I mean, you can never be too good at anything. You know how I am, man. You can never be too good at anything. If you're good at something, be great. If you're bad at something, be good, you know? So, I mean, just better everything, man. That's the answer I would give you right now is work on everything.
Now, you played this Buffalo team week four, and there were some question marks about the health of the running backs, but there's no question mark. Stevie Johnson was still, you know, a good receiver in this league, and you guys held him in check. What was the game plan back then as far as covering a guy like Stevie Johnson?
Just do whatever you can to contain him. He's going to have plays. I mean, he's one of the best receivers in the NFL. He's going to have plays. He's very athletic. He can catch the ball. He has confidence. Calm down as much as you can, man, because he's going to make plays on the ball, so he's going to have his opportunities. He's just got to have to limit the big plays for him.
How does a healthy Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller change things as far as watching them coming out of the backfield as well?
It's like a two-headed monster, man. One's big and powerful, one's quick and fast. Both in the game, and I mean, they're both very good. They both can make